There was a private funeral mass this morning for Jose Fernandez, the 24-year-old star pitcher for the Miami Marlins, who was killed in that boating accident off Miami Beach early Sunday. Yesterday, thousands of his fans filed by his closed casket in a Miami church. Rick Gireno was among them.
Sad, man. Just sad, devastated, crushed. I mean, every word you possibly could describe on losing someone like that.
And someone like that doesn't refer to his pitching skills. Fernandez made several attempts to defect from Cuba. One of them, he saved his mom from drowning. He finally made it to the U.S., became a citizen in 2014. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. We want to talk baseball with Mike today, but Mike, we have to start with Fernandez. I mean, his teammates wearing his name and number the first game back, second baseman Dee Gordon hitting a home run the first at-bat. You know, your thoughts on the emotion we've been seeing.
Dee Gordon hit his first home run of the season. He's not a home run hitter. And as he was rounding the bases, he burst into tears. And Travis d'Arnaud, the catcher on the Mets, met him and he was in tears. I watched that whole series. I'm a Mets fan. And afterwards, the Marlins hugged the Mets and really appreciated the generosity of spirit. Jose Fernandez, Ben Lindbergh of The Ringer, likened him to Buddy Holly in terms of the death at such a young age. I would think about maybe Heath Ledger. It can't be overstated the potential of Fernandez as a player. I looked over every player who died while playing and made the Hall of Fame, and including some other good ones like Thurman Munson, Hall of Fame players like Addie Joss and Roberto Clemente. I could say with certainty that Fernandez, as a player who died too young to make the Hall of Fame, had the best career beyond him. His next year was going to be better than any other player who died while playing. And also a tremendous love of the game that transcended the game. And the last big part of it is the most popular and important Cuban player in Miami sports history.
Yeah, well, so this is, you know, casting a big, long shadow. But the season continues. So just in the seconds we have, we're heading into the final weekend of the regular season. Plenty of wild card playoff drama left. Those races not decided, but we know division winners. Start with the American League. The Boston Red Sox clinched the East. Cleveland Indians won Central. Texas Rangers won West. Who do you like?
Texas has a great lineup. Cleveland's pitching is hurt, but the odds makers tell me that Boston's the best team. The advanced metrics even say Boston's as good as the Cubs are, and the Cubs have won over 100 games. I would say the back end of Boston's bullpen, the closer, for instance, Craig Kimbrell, gave up a grand slam to lose the game to the Yankees. But that's a problem. But yes, let us say that the Red Sox are the best in the AL, which leads us to the NL, right?
Well, you mentioned the Cubs. Washington Nationals. Nationals clinch the East, the Cubs the Central, Dodgers the West, but everybody's talking about the Cubs.
And what a matchup that would be. Theo Epstein, the GM or whatever, you know, he has a title like
guru.
President of the team, the guru who assembled both those teams. And if Theo Epstein gets the Cubs a victory and will have done that for the Cubs and the Red Sox, he is on the Mount Rushmore of GMs or front office personnel in baseball history. His competition will come mainly from the Dodgers, possibly whoever wins the wild card.
Yeah.
I would discount the Nationals because they have injuries as of late, and we don't know if Strasburg will pitch.
Fighting words for them, but we just have to say Vin Scully will be calling his final game on Sunday for the Dodgers. Attention will be paid. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist, Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.